This is Shir 27 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. We're continuing today to anchor our foundation on the absolute truth that the real world results of your parnasa flow exclusively from an independent decree and are never the direct consequence of your physical efforts. In his works, Birchas Peretz and Parsha Shemois, the Stipel Goyen states unequivocally that the frantic strategies and methods of human beings possesses zero power to alter, expand, or diminish the baseline sustenance already locked for him on Rosh Hashanah. The only mechanisms capable of piercing that decree are tefillah, prayer, sechuyos, merits, or tshuva, repentance. Only these alone can alter the heavenly decree of your parnasa. Even if your personal perception tells you that your immediate efforts led directly to a successful outcome exactly as you planned, the success materialized solely because it was already predetermined for you from Shemayim. The gezerah cannot be bypassed. An artificial surplus gained in one area will invariably be evened out by losses in another. You will ultimately receive only what was originally allocated to you from Shemayim. Now we're going to seemingly do a 180 on this topic. Up until this point, our entire analysis has focused strictly on the absolute necessities of a person's life. But here we must confront a vital, high-stakes question. Is it possible for a person to overexert themselves through heavy shtalos to override the baseline decree and actively acquire surplus wealth and riches through their own personal efforts? There seems to be many sources that indicate that a person could, in fact, attain riches and wealth if he puts in his own efforts. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud, pasuk Dalet, which says, Roish oise kaf ramiyo v'yad charutzim ta'asher. Hashem will make poor somebody who is dishonest, but somebody who is hardworking and zealous, Hashem will allow him to become rich. The simple pshat of this pasuk seems to indicate a link between human zealousness to financial elevation, demonstrating that hard work can generate wealth. This reality is forcibly elaborated upon by the Kedis Yitzchak in Parshas Vayishlach, Shar 26. He argues that we cannot simply deny the visible reality unfolding right in front of our eyes. In the real world, human actions and strategic choices appear directly to dictate success most of the time. It is for this exact reason that kings and high-ranking government officials meticulously choose to appoint individuals over their states who are brilliant, tactically smart, highly knowledgeable, and charutzim. Deeply zealous and hardworking. He seals this argument by returning directly to the same baseline pasuk in Mishlei, the Yad Charutzim Ta'ashir. The Sefer Ikrim in Maimon Revi, Perek Vav, mirrors the stance with clarity, declaring that charitzis, zealousness, and hishtadlis are fully effective and mandatory catalysts in any early outcome. Take, for example, natural growth of grain, which materializes as a combined consequence of human farming and seasonal rain. There is no room for doubt the exhausting labor of the farmer stands as an absolute prerequisite and condition for the rain to grow when the rain grain to grow when the rain falls. The Sefer Ikrim concludes that this proves the undeniable rule, Shecharitzus toy v'chol davar, that zealousness is good in every matter. This is precisely why Shlomo HaMelech constantly praises human industry, as he said, V'yad charotzim ta'asher. Conversely, Shlomo HaMelech heavily vituperates and mocks laziness. Umegane es ha'atzolo, and he denounces laziness. He exposes the flaw of the sluggard specifically, lo'ir o'odom she'istadol, lahasig b'kashoy, b'chol m'mitzei koichoy, to awaken a person to put an effort to achieve what he desires with all his available power. To cement this position, the Baal Ikrim advances a final proof text, that Hashem your God may bless you in all the works of your hand which you do. One might have erroneously assumed that the blessing of Shemayim descends even upon an individual who sits completely idle and does nothing, a Yoshev Ubatol, but the verse explicitly refutes this, capping the blessing with the ultimate condition, b'chol asher ta'ase, in all that you do. The Baal Ikrim leaves us with an ironclad mandate that Birchas Hashem is functionally tethered to human output. Therefore, a person is duty-bound to attack his task b'cheskas yad, with intense, powerful effort, maximizing every available strategy through his ishtadlis. because human effort acts as a valid vehicle across all earthly actions and endeavors. In our next few shiurim, we're going to dive deep into resolving this immense tension and untangle exactly how these parallel realities coexist. Have a wonderful evening.